Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. What a show we got for you guys today. It's one of those days I just look at the rundown and I'm like, this show is going to fly by. We got Tim Barbalay standing by. He's going to join us to preview the biggest game coming up in Week 13 of the NFL, Ravens at Eagles, which should be a fantastic game. We're going to look at the first half of the NFL slate. Obviously, we've got the 3 days on Thanksgiving. We got a Black Friday game as well with the Chiefs and the Raiders, a couple other Sunday games that we'll dive into. We'll look at all the biggest games in a rivalry week in college football. Got a couple bets there. And then what a day we have in college basketball today. We got Bama, Houston, Duke, Kansas, Auburn, North Carolina, ton of huge matchups. We got six bets in college hoops that we will give out today. Lucy Burge also going to join us towards the end of the show. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, college football, NFL, college hoops, NBA, whatever on your guys' mind, let us know. Send in those questions. Send in those bets. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast. Let's get the show rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Tim Barbalace joins us. Give him a follow on X at Tim Barbalace, co-host of Inside Access, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Tim, great to have you on. Obviously, a huge win for the Ravens last night against the Chargers. I think it's safe to say, Tim, that kind of the top four teams in the AFC have separated themselves, right? Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. And then there's a little bit of a gap between Houston and the Chargers, Denver, whoever else you want to throw in there. What do you think is kind of the pecking order right now in the AFC as we head into Thanksgiving weekend when you're looking at those top four teams? How would you rank those teams?
That's tough. I mean, honestly, and I know the Bills just beat the Chiefs, you got to have Kansas City up there being back-to-back champs where they just find ways to win. And I know it's not pretty. I mean, they had to kick a game-winning field goal against Carolina, but they just know how to win games. And until they're knocked off, I think I got to go with them. And then after that, it's really muddled because, look, the Bills, I mean, they're playing some really good football right now. I think I would have them at 2, but you just saw the Ravens go in, face them back in September, absolutely steamroll them. And I don't think the Ravens are a good matchup for the Bills at all. But right now I would slot the Bills ahead of them. Then the Ravens, they're playing some good football of late. Defense is honestly starting to take some steps in the right direction. I think we're going to find out a lot more about this unit Sunday against the Eagles. If they can stack three straight solid games heading into the bye week, I think you can dream big about them. Because you know what this offense is. I mean, right now they're averaging 7 yards per play. That would be the NFL record if the season finishes with that mark. And then after that, I mean, it's probably Pittsburgh. I mean, but I just don't know how much I trust their offense right now. But that defense is strong.
Tim, it's been interesting to watch kind of the odds shift this week, right? Pittsburgh came into this week as the favorite to win the division after beating Baltimore last week. But with them losing Thursday, the Ravens winning against the Chargers, and now the Steelers being underdogs to the Bengals this upcoming week, and the Ravens being favorite, Pittsburgh's now plus 160 to win that division. Baltimore still has two divisional games left, one against Cleveland, one against Pittsburgh. The Steelers still have four divisional games left that they have to play. I'm sure you guys are going to be talking about this all week, but who do you like to win that division? Is it Baltimore for you, or do you still think there's value maybe on Pittsburgh?
I think there's definitely still value in Pittsburgh. And look, I ranked the Ravens, you know, ahead of the Steelers when we were talking about the pecking order, but I think the Ravens are the better team, but the Steelers obviously know how to beat the Ravens, and they match up well against Baltimore. They've won 8 of 9 matchups. It's going to come down to that game in Baltimore, that Saturday game prior to Christmas. And the Ravens are going to have to find a way to win that football game if they want to win the division. But Pittsburgh's schedule is just brutal. Now, are they going to lose back-to-back divisional games? That just doesn't happen under Mike Tomlin. But Cincinnati's tough, man. I mean, that offense is really, really good. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, they've been clicking all season long. I think Sunday's going to be very telling. If the Ravens find a way to win against Philadelphia, Steelers drop a game against Cincinnati, then the Ravens are firmly in the driver's seat. I think the Ravens got a good shot at winning the division. I really do.
Yeah, this was a huge week, obviously, for them winning and the Steelers losing. Tim, something that's kind of flying under the radar right now with the Ravens is actually what's happening at the safety position, right? As you know, Eddie Jackson, Marcus Williams has not been good this year. They made the change to go with Ardarius Washington, pair him with Kyle Hamilton. And the secondary's been pretty good the last couple weeks. They didn't give up a touchdown to the Steelers. They gave up two, but really it was only one. Chargers kind of got a garbage one at the end. Even though it's only a small sample size, when we talk about the Ravens and them as a Super Bowl contender, we don't doubt the offense. It's about if this defense can get stops. Do you think they've found maybe their safety pairing that gives you more confidence that they could make a deeper run in the playoffs?
Look, I think it's a lot better. I mean, we haven't seen all of the free runners in the middle of the field being totally wide open, just the lack of communication on the back end. The safety position has just been so, so bad for the Ravens all year long. I mean, Marcus Williams, he's barely playing at all, just played one snap yesterday. Eddie Jackson, like you mentioned, PJ, he's gone. Ardarius Washington has always been a solid football player for me. And even going back to his first training camp, I remember being out there and he really stood out to me. Unfortunately for him, he's dealt with injuries throughout his career, and that's limited his effectiveness. And look, you know, the safety position, also give a shout out to the linebackers for the Ravens yesterday. Malik Harrison, he was laying the wood. Chris Board, I thought, had a very solid game in there as well in Roquan Smith's absence. This defense doesn't need to be historic like they were last year. They just need to be average to slightly below average. And that's going to give this Ravens team a shot against anybody, because this offense, when it is clicking, I keep using the word, it's inevitable. You might be able to hold them down for a little bit. We saw the Chargers, the first two possessions for the Ravens, go nowhere against them last night. And then boom. 5 straight scoring drives, 4 of those being touchdowns, and then you just hung 30 points on the top scoring defense in all of football.
Got to talk MVP, Tim, and it's a big week for the 4 guys at the top. Josh Allen's the leader. He's on Sunday Night Football this week against the Niners. Lamar, who's right behind him, is going up against Saquon this week. They're right there. Lamar's plus 250. Saquon is 4-1. And then Jared Goff is obviously going to be on Thanksgiving with the Lions playing. He is plus 600. It does feel like at this point it's Josh Allen's award to lose. Do you think there's value on Lamar, on Saquon, on Jared Goff? Is there value on other guys to maybe surpass Josh Allen and win MVP in your eyes?
I mean, I think Lamar definitely has value, right? I mean, he leads so many categories in terms of stats for quarterbacks, and he's having a much better year than he did last year as MVP. But in order for Lamar to win back-to-back MVPs, he's going to have to find a way to win the AFC North first and foremost, but also continue to put the team on his back. And I think this head-to-head matchup for voters, and especially in recent years, it carries a lot of weight. And if Saquon Barkley comes into Baltimore and puts up 150 all-purpose yards and a couple touchdowns in an Eagles win, then I think you're going to see his odds kind of skyrocket some. You know, Jared Goff, I think, and PJ, we were talking prior to the show, it sort of reminds us of Brock Purdy last year. I don't necessarily see the value in him. With Josh Allen, I think, look, if they get the one seed and Allen continues to perform at a high level, then I'm with you. It's Josh Allen's award to lose. But if Lamar's hanging around, if he wins the AFC North and continues the pace that he's on, I think he gets it. I think he gets the back-to-back.
Certainly could. It's going to be a huge week for MVP, no doubt. Tim, before I let you go, Ravens-Eagles this week. Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite. We all know how great Lamar is against the NFC, but man, the Eagles are hot. They've looked really, really good since getting off to a 2-2 start. Your thoughts on the game on Sunday?
Yeah, this is a tricky spot for the Ravens, PJ. I just think you're talking a short week against a red-hot Eagles team coming back from the West Coast in a pretty physical game. We saw Derrick Henry tote the rock, 24 times last night. And this Eagles team is just so complete. I mean, their defense has been really, really good since their bye week. We know what that offense is and what they present. And the Ravens, they have one of the top rush defenses in football. But I think this is the biggest test for this Ravens defense, and they're coming off back-to-back solid performances. If they can hold their own against Philadelphia on Sunday in a win, then I think you can really start dreaming big about this Ravens team. But this is a tough spot, man. I might take the Eagles with the points there.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a great one. Can't wait. Definitely the game of the week coming up in the NFL. He's Tim Barbalace. Give him a follow on X at Tim Barbalace Coast, Inside the Access. You can catch 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Tim, always great having you on, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, PJ. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man, to you as well. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Talking NFL here on Send It In. Look at some of the other games we got coming up in Week 13 of the NFL. We'll start with those trio of games that we have on Thanksgiving, the first one being the Bears at the Lions. Detroit favored by 10.5. The total is 48.5. Now, Matt Eberflus, we've talked about him a lot on this show and how bad he is on the road. The three games that Matt Eberflus has won on the road as Bears head coach have come during the week. So if you're going to like Chicago, certainly better that you're getting the Bears on a weekday than you are on a Sunday. With that being said, the Lions are such a machine right now. They're absolutely rolling. There's a part of me that thinks about Detroit last year and how they were touchdown favorites to Green Bay and Jordan Love and the Packers came in there and beat them outright. I don't think the Bears are going to beat them outright, but I do think you're going to get an inspired effort out of Chicago. Caleb Williams has been playing great ever since they got rid of Shane Waldron, so this is a tough game to call. If I had to pick it, I'd probably go Detroit, but I don't think this will end up being a bet for me. I'm hoping that maybe the Bears get off to a hot start and we can bet Detroit live in the game. Giants, 4-point underdogs on the road in Dallas this week with a total of 38. Now, this feels like a buy low and a sell high, right? Dallas was awful for like 4 weeks. Dak gets hurt. The offense is a no-go. They've been horrendous. And then they have that upset win over Washington. But now Dallas is back home. And boy, have they struggled at home this season. Not only have they lost all their home games, they've been getting annihilated in all their home games. It's a tricky game to bet, though, because the Giants and their motivation. We get to this point in the year, and you have teams that are kind of sleepwalking, that might be looking ahead to the offseason. You have coaches that you know probably aren't going to be there next season. It's tough to bet those kind of teams. The Giants certainly didn't look like they were trying very hard against Tampa Bay after getting rid of Daniel Jones. You would think Thanksgiving, primetime game, Giants, Cowboys, you are going to get a good effort out of the G-men. So, again, probably a small bet for me. Certainly not one of my favorites of the week, but if I had to play it, I would take the Giants +4. I just think we're overreacting too much to Dallas's win over Washington. We got to remember what this team has looked like for much of the season. This is a divisional game. I'll take the G-men plus the points. I'll also take Green Bay -3 against Miami. I know the Dolphins have looked really good since Tua's come back. He's had 11 touchdowns and 1 interception since coming back from that injury. But aren't these the kind of games that Miami always struggles? Late in the season against a good team, on the road in cold weather. They just don't play well in these games. They never have, and I just don't think they're going to play well in this game either. Green Bay's playing really good football. They're really running the ball well with Josh Jacobs. I'll take the Packers -3 at home against the Dolphins. We have Aiden O'Connell starting on Black Friday going up against the Chiefs, Kansas City, laying 13. Remember, Antonio Pierce and the Raiders went into Arrowhead last year and upset Kansas City. It feels like in this rivalry, the Raiders always play Kansas City tough in Arrowhead. They always do. I know the Chiefs are 10-1. If I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl today, I'd still go with the Chiefs, but that doesn't mean that they're going to cover a 2-touchdown spread. This is what the Chiefs have been. They found ways to win games. I mean, they beat the Panthers by 3 last week, so I think getting all these points in a divisional game with the Raiders probably be Vegas or pass me at the +13. Chargers, 1-point favorites on the road this weekend, taking on Atlanta. Talked about last week why I love the Titans so much against the Texans, because it was a great spot to fade the Texans. Feels like a really good spot to fade the Chargers. 2 back-to-back primetime games, Sunday night against the Bengals, last night on Monday against the Ravens, and then they got a road game coming up against the Chiefs. And sandwiched in the middle between those games is a road trip to Atlanta. Chargers are off a short week, playing on a Monday. The Falcons are off of a bye, and J.K. Dobbins' injury is a big deal for the Chargers. They still have a good offensive line. Gus Edwards is still a nice running back, but Dobbins was really having a big year. And Atlanta, who can't get any pass rush, if the Chargers can't run the ball as effectively without Dobbins, I think Atlanta's a good bet. So, haven't bet this one yet. If Dobbins is ruled out, I'll be on Atlanta against the Chargers. Steelers, 3-point underdogs on the road in Cincinnati this week, taking on the Bengals. Talked about this game a little bit with Tim. Feels like a really stinky line, right? Cincinnati hasn't beaten anybody good this year. And not only are they favored, they're favored by 3. You can get Mike Tomlin and the Steelers at a plus number, at a key number. We know AFC North underdogs are normally very profitable. Again, don't know if I'm going to be betting this game, but it sure feels like Cincinnati's the right side. I think a lot of people are going to be on Pittsburgh +3 this week. Cardinals taking on the Vikings. Minnesota favored by 4, total of 45.5. I like Arizona in a bounce back. Seattle's defense did a really good job against that Cardinals offense coming off the bye. I think they bounce back. Arizona and Kyler Murray normally very good as a road underdog. We'll take Arizona to keep it close, +4. And then finally, Colts -2.5 against the Patriots. If this gets to +3, I'm going to be on New England. Patriots last couple weeks have faced some good offenses, right? They faced Stafford and the Rams. They faced Tua and the Dolphins. Now they're going up against Anthony Richardson, who, as we know, can be a little bit wild. It looks like the line has gone up to 3 now on BetMGM, so I like New England +3 against Indy. All right, let's talk some college football, folks. This is the week we wait all year for. It is rivalry week in college football, and we're starting it off with the game. Michigan at Ohio State. Buckeyes favored by 21. The total is 43.5. Favorite bet in this game, it's going to be the same handicap that we had last week with Ohio State and Indiana. We're going to the first quarter. We're taking Michigan +6.5. If you want to buy it up to +7, I think that's a great bet as well. Ohio State has had a ton of slow starts this season. In essentially every game, they've really struggled to get off to a hot start. And my handicap and my feeling last week was I think Indiana gets up early. I think they go up 7-0, and everybody's sitting there like, man, maybe Indiana is the real deal. Maybe this Indiana team is really good. And then eventually Ohio State picks it up like they tend to normally do in the second quarter and then go on to cover the spread. And that's exactly what happened. And I think Michigan-Ohio State could go very similar, the same way. I think Michigan gets up early on Ohio State, and we're all sitting there like, no Jim Harbaugh. Michigan's terrible this year. Ohio State might have the best team in the country. Is Michigan real? Do they own Ohio State now? And then I think Ohio State eventually picks it up and they run away with it. But Michigan's going to keep this game close early. I'll take Michigan +6.5 in the first quarter. We got Tennessee on the road taking on Vandy as 11-point favorites. Has there been a better bet in college football this year than Vanderbilt as underdogs? They have just been unbelievable in these spots, especially as a double-digit dog. I think you keep rolling with the Doors +11 to keep it close against Tennessee. Again, I like another first quarter bet in this game, under 10 first quarter points between Tennessee and Vandy. Tennessee has been terrible in the SEC this year, getting off to good starts. They've really struggled in the first quarter, but their defense is really good. I think Vandy can struggle too. We'll go first quarter under 10 points, and I like Vandy to keep it close, plus 11. Clemson, 2.5-point favorites at home, taking on South Carolina. It's going to be a really good game. South Carolina, it feels like, is everybody's trendy underdog team, right? Like the team that nobody wants to play right now, the most underrated team. If they make it into the playoff, they could be dangerous. Well, they're underdogs this week against Clemson, who really hasn't beaten a good team this season. The two good teams that they played, Georgia and then Louisville in ACC play, lost badly to both of those teams. Yet Clemson is a favorite here in this game. I'm going to go contrarian. I feel like everybody's going to be on the Gamecocks. Give me Clemson minus 2.5. We got Notre Dame in LA at the Coliseum to take on USC. Now, all season, and especially like the last month, I thought for sure I'd be on USC in this spot. Lincoln Riley's great as a home underdog. Notre Dame really hasn't played anybody since they played A&M all the way back in week one. But as I said yesterday, I think after Georgia and Oregon, I think Notre Dame might be the third best team in college football because of the consistency that they have shown. Their defense is championship good. They got a really good running back in Jeremiah Love. I think they own the trenches in this game, win by 2 scores. Give me Notre Dame, -7.5 against USC. The Iron Bowl on Saturday between Auburn and Alabama. Give me the over 51.5 in the Iron Bowl. Deontay Lawson, the middle linebacker for Alabama, their best defender, is out for the season. That's going to be a huge deal going up against Auburn, who likes to do a lot of different things with their formation and shifts and all the different ways that they run the ball. That is what Bama has really struggled against this season. Teams that run it consistently and give them a lot of different looks. On the flip side, Bama's coming off an awful offensive performance. Only 3 points against the Sooners. They're back at home. I think they're able to score as well. Give me the over 51.5 in Bama and Auburn. And finally, folks, we gave you two outright underdogs last week. We gave you Kansas and we gave you Oklahoma. This is the outright underdog this week. Texas A&M is going to beat Texas outright. You can take the 5.5. You can take the plus 6 if you want. I don't think you'll need it. I think A&M is going to win this game. Texas just doesn't look good right now, and it's because Quinn Ewers is not healthy. He was really struggling just to kind of walk in the second half of that Texas and Kentucky game. Kyle Field is going to be one of the best environments we see all year in college football. That place is going to be rocking. I like A&M to upset Texas. Give me the Aggies, plus 185 on the money line. All right, let's talk some college football, college basketball now here on Send It In. What a slate we got for you today. And we got 6 games and 6 bets that we have on this Tuesday during Feast Week. We're going to start with Western Kentucky and Kentucky tonight at Rupp Arena in Lexington. We're taking the over 163.5 between these two schools. Two of the top 15 highest paced tempos in college basketball. Western Kentucky's number 12, Kentucky 13, according to KenPom. Kentucky's at home in their home gym. I think they're going to score about 90. I think Western Kentucky scores about 75, somewhere in that range. Keep in mind, Western Kentucky last year made the tournament as a 15 seed. They played Marquette. They're not going to be intimidated. They got a good team. They return a lot of guys from that team last year. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Give me the over 163.5 in Kentucky and Western Kentucky. Bama and Houston tonight in Vegas. Houston favored by 3.5. The total is 149.5. I've talked about this plenty on the show, but the last couple of years, Nate Oates has been a madman in the non-conference. He loves scheduling a different difficult non-conference schedule for Alabama, and it feels like these games are always the same, especially when they're on neutral floors. Always a high-scoring first half. Always. These games are always like 42-38, 49-45. At intermission. Look at what happened in the Illinois game last week. Look at what happened at Mackey Arena. Both of those games went over the first half total. We're going over 70.5 tonight in Bama and Houston. Iowa State against Dayton in Maui. Cyclones favored by 8.5. The total, 142.5. We're going with Iowa State -8.5, and we're going with the under 142.5 as well. I think it's correlated. Iowa State dominates this game. I think the under is going to hit. What a great game both teams played yesterday, and it's North Carolina for Dayton and Iowa State against Auburn. I think the Cyclones, their defense is really going to give Dayton issues tonight. Lay it with the Cyclones, take the under as well. Give me Memphis on the money line today against Michigan State. Spartans are 1.5-point favorites. The total is 153.5. I think Memphis's guards are better than Michigan State's guards are, and I think that is what's going to determine this game. I also love the two big men that they can shuffle in with Cisse and Danger. I just think Memphis is the better team. I think this is a WTF, wrong team favored. Give me Memphis on the money line, plus 100 against Michigan State. Duke, minus 2.5 against Kansas tonight. I think Duke is the much better team than Kansas. I know the Jayhawks are the number one team in the country. They've had an impressive win over North Carolina. They've beaten Michigan State as well. But if we, as we have seen with a lot of Bill Self teams, when you get them away from Fog Allen Fieldhouse, they are a much different team. Duke right now, the number one team, according to Ken Pom, defensively. Obviously, Cooper Flagg, but Con Knipple's really good, too. I think Duke down the stretch makes some big shots. They win this game and cover the spread. Give me Duke, minus 2.5. And then finally, give me Auburn, minus 4.5 against UNC as well. High total in this game at 165.5. I think Auburn's the way better team. It's just that quite simple. I think UNC's a little overrated. This is going to be a great test, though, for Auburn, because this is what the NCAA tournament is all about. Yesterday, you played Iowa State, a team that wants to play at a slower pace and is defensive-minded. Today, you play North Carolina, who is super fast-paced and scores 90 points a game. It's going to be a good test for Auburn. I think they respond, and I think they win and cover. Give me the Tigers, minus 4.5. Against UNC. All right, a promo here from our friends at BetMGM. Are you ready to hit Vegas and watch the NBA Cup Finals live from November 21st to 29th? BetMGM's got your shot. Win a VIP trip to Vegas, including flights, 5 nights at MGM Grand, tickets to the semifinals and championship games, and courtside photo op, and $2,500 in BetMGM reward points. Just opt into the original bet sweepstakes on your BetMGM app. Place a $10 original bet on the NBA Cup, and you're entered up to 25 times. Make sure you guys take advantage of that. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge, joining us once again here on Send It In. Back-to-back days for Lucy. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today? I think you're good, Lucy. I can't hear you. I don't know, Sean, if that's a maybe on my end. But thank you, Lucy, for the five-star plays. I think the rest of the people can hear you, Lucy. So tell us what your best bets are for tonight. Oh, no, can't hear Lucy. Okay, can't hear Lucy. So we will try and see if we can figure out Lucy. It's never happened before with Lucy's mic. So can't hear her there. We will try and get the five-star plays with Lucy. But until then, we will talk about my favorite plays for tonight. We'll go through it once again. College basketball slate. Sean, do we have Lucy or not yet? You can just give me a thumbs up. We do have Lucy. All right, Lucy, we'll go to you. Let's see, Jerai, this time if
perfect.
What are the... There we go, Lucy. Now we
Yay!
Got you.
Yay! Awesome.
Now we got
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Five-star play.
There you
for
go.
For today. For this weekend, Texans and Jaguars over 43. The Jaguars have hit the over in 6 of their last 7 games, and they are 3-2 on the over-under at home this season. And the Texans have hit the over in their last 2 games. So the BetQL model loves the five-star play of over 43 for Texans-Jaguars for this week.
All right, very nice. That's what the model likes for this week. Yes. Lucy, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets for tonight?
Yes, well, tonight, as I am a noted puckhead, Bruins money line against the Canucks, that is minus 120 at BetMGM. Since firing Jim Montgomery, the Bruins are 2-0, so they are now trending in the right direction. The home team has won 7 of the last 8 games between the Canucks and Bruins, and the Canucks have lost each of the last 4 games at TD Garden. So Bruins money line for tonight, I like very much.
Very good. Lucy, we got a Black Friday game coming up this weekend between the Chiefs and the Raiders. Kansas City laying 13 points. Is that too many or not enough?
No, I like this very much. Raiders plus 13. This is perfect. Okay. This is perfect because I think they'll cover this double-digit spread. The Chiefs have not covered their last 5 spreads, and the last time the Raiders played the Chiefs, last month, they lost by only 7. So I think the Raiders will keep this close, outright win perhaps, but Raiders plus 13 against the Chiefs, I love.
Wow, okay. I mean, the Raiders did upset Kansas City in Arrowhead last year, so maybe they can do it again. Lucy, in about less than a minute, NFL MVP is getting really interesting. We got Lamar against Saquon this week. Josh Allen's your favorite. Your guy Jared Goff's got a big game on primetime on Thanksgiving. Who wins NFL MVP? Who would be your bet right now?
Yes, well, that very guy, Jared Goff, plus 600. I like this very much. I'm still on this, even though Josh Allen is making the case for himself. Lions are 10-1. He's thrown 20 touchdowns, Jared Goff has, and he just passed 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks on the all-time passing list. Jared Goff, plus 600.
All right, very good. Lucy, always great having you on. Happy Thanksgiving once again. Thanks for joining us on Sending In. Good luck on all your bets. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it is time to wrap the show. We got a minute left here on Send It In. My favorite plays of the day. Prop lock. We're going with Con Knipple of Duke over 14.5 points tonight against Kansas. Cooper Flagg steals all the headlines, but if Duke's going to want to win a national championship this year, it's going to be Con Knipple. He's the Jeremy Lamb to Kemba Walker, just like he is. He's Robin to Cooper Flagg's Batman. I like Con Knipple tonight over 14.5 points. Dog of the day, give me Memphis on the money line plus 100 against Michigan State. I just think Memphis is the better team. Obviously had that crazy upset over UConn. I like Memphis. I think there's good value there. I think they win tonight. And then my best bet is going to be Duke minus 2.5. KenPom has these teams separated by 6 points, but because Kansas is the number one team and they're Kansas, Duke's only laying 2.5. I think there's good value on the Blue Devils. They're an elite defensive team. Give me Duke minus 2.5. Once again, our favorite plays for today. Con Knipple over 14.5 points. Memphis on the money line plus 100. And Duke minus 2.5, our best bet. B-Mills, I see you under 49.5 tonight in Buffalo and Kent State. Thanks again to Tim Barbalace, Lucy Burge. Guys, we will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.